Oil backs down.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Oil prices have been on a roller coaster this summer. They peaked at $147 a barrel in July, then dove nearly 25%, and last week crude prices jumped 6% in a day. They're back down again to about $115 a barrel. The dive has been helping drivers out. Gas prices have tanked about 15 cents in the last couple of weeks to about $3.70 a gallon. That's according to the Lundberg National Survey. It's a big improvement, but still about a dollar more than it was a year ago. Overseas markets are liking those lower oil prices. Tokyo's Nikkei index plumped up 1.67%. Hong Kong's index was up 3.5%. Worries about the credit crunch are still dogging European markets. Germany's DAX is off 0.67%. Friday was a very good day on Wall Street. The Dow Jones Industrial Average tacked on 1.75%. Higher gas prices aren't just affecting road warriors. They're affecting lawn warriors, too. But many mowers aren't just gas guzzlers, they're big-time polluters. A riding mower can emit as much smog as 34 cars. Now the government's working on stricter emission standards. Marketplace's Janet Babin reports from North Carolina Public Radio.
The Environmental Protection Agency is close to finalizing new rules to cut emissions from mowers by 35%. Manufacturers fought the reductions for years, but they had a change of heart when retailers showed interest in cleaner mowers. Chris Kaiser's with the Outdoor Power Equipment Institute. He welcomes the new standards.
We believe them to be fair and achievable, and our members will meet or exceed them.
Kaiser says they'll do that with better fuel efficiency and catalytic converters that reduce emissions. The California Air Resources Board estimates the changes will boost the price of some mowers by 18%. But those higher costs could be offset by the benefits of cleaner air. Frank O'Donnell's with Clean Air Watch.
They will prevent premature death. They will prevent sickness.
The EPA says total public health savings from the new rules could top $3 billion. The agency expects to issue the standards next month. I'm Janet Babin for Marketplace.
High gas prices and high food prices are taking their toll on public education. School lunches are going to get pricier, roughly 25 cents more per meal. That's according to the New York Times. Seems a little like adding insult to injury. I mean, back in my day, ketchup was a vegetable, and many of the Wonder Years were spent wondering what exactly was in our Sloppy Joes.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Areva, solutions for producing CO2-free energy and transmitting and distributing electricity. Online at us.areva.com. By gather.com. Where friends keep up with the people, conversations, and moments that matter most. People are talking about the economy at gather.com. And by the Society for Human Resource Management, meeting the challenges of a changing world. Online at shrm.org.
A gang with links to the Russian mob has hacked into the database of the world's largest hotel chain. 8 million of Best Western's European customers may have been exposed to identity theft. From London, Stephen Beard reports.
British press reports say that hackers penetrated Best Western's European online reservation system late last week. They stole names, home addresses, and credit card details. Some of that data has since been put up for sale on a website run by the Russian mafia. The haul could be huge. It could include every online booking at a Best Western hotel in Europe over the past year. That's 1,300 hotels, up to 8 million guests. But Best Western says that's the very worst-case scenario. The chain is now working with credit card companies to head off any fraudulent transactions. In London, this is Stephen Beard for Marketplace.
Hotels in Beijing are emptying out as the Olympics draw to a close. The Games have been widely considered a huge success, both for China and for NBC. It's also been the first Olympics with a major web presence. NBCOlympics.com served up more than 1 billion pages and more than 70 million video streams. The popularity of the site will likely make digital rights a big deal in next year's biddings for the 2014 and 2016 Games. Before then, in 2012, though, the next Summer Games will take place in London. And of course, China is a big act to follow. Not such good timing, then, that the city's mayor, Boris Johnson, has pledged to rein in the budget. But some Londoners are already wondering whether the payoff will be worth the price. Christopher Worth has more from the British capital.
Already, the bulldozers are roaring away in London. The clock is ticking for 2012, and the meter is running. Bob Cotton is chairman of the Tourism Alliance. He says the Olympics are a great opportunity, but the official price tag for hosting the Games has had a funny way of going up and up.
£9 billion, £10 billion, £12 billion. Who knows what the real figure is?
At last count, the budget was already four times the original estimate, and that has some Londoners questioning whether officials also miscalculated the £2.2 billion the Games are predicted to generate in tourism. Tom Jenkins is with the European Tour Operators Association. He says that hosting the Games isn't the big payday it's cracked up to be.
It's a party. For goodness sake, we've got to have a good party if we're spending £10 billion on it. But after the party, you clean up, you pay the bills, you get on with your life. Stop saying, there's going to be some benefit from hosting this event, because there isn't.
Jenkins cites a report comparing previous host cities that shows the Olympics actually hurt tourism. It scares people away. So instead of saying,
come to London in 2012,
vacationers are feeling more like,
it's going to be crowded, it's going to be expensive, this isn't the year to go to that city.
The effects can last for up to 2 years after the Games. Beijing already felt the pinch. Hotels there were much emptier than expected, and Cotton says the industry has to think bigger. For him, the Olympics are about more than just London. It's about advertising the brand of Britain while the world is watching.
And there are going to be 19,000 journalists. They don't want to cover the Games for 20 days solid. What you want to do is find things for those journalists to do and write positive stories about every aspect of British life which could appeal to a future tourist.
He says that could mean anything from hiking in the mountains to surfing off the coast of Cornwall. You know, I've always wanted to hang 10. In London, I'm Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
Cornwall. Hey, if you want to hang 10, you should come visit us in L.A. In Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Bannock-Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.